I personally changed over to PowerShop for all the good reasons. So it's fascinating to me to find out that there are real problems with PowerShop now. Environment Victoria has obviously issued a statement to tell the world that they're discontinuing their connection. So can you explain to my listeners what's going on?
Yeah, so PowerShop was a really good green energy retailer, and that's why we endorsed them, and so did a lot of other environment groups, because they had carbon neutral electricity. You could get 100% green power through them. They were owned by Meridian Energy, which was a New Zealand energy company that had renewable energy assets and didn't own any fossil fuel power stations. And they would say very positive things about renewable energy in Australia at a really crucial time when the Abbott government was trying to dismantle all the clean energy policies. So there was a reason why everyone was supporting them at that time. And then, like a lot of good small businesses, they got bought out by the big end of town, in this case, Shell, which is, one of the biggest fossil fuel companies in the world, has a track record of hiding their own findings into climate change in the 1980s and 1990s, is involved with oil spills, a whole bunch of terrible things. So Environment Victoria and probably a lot of other charities have now, I'm not sure how many other charities have done it yet actually, but we've definitely ended our partnership with PowerShop, and we would recommend other electricity providers that aren't associated with big fossil fuel companies.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because the growth of PowerShop was successful in challenging the business model of these Australian big polluters like AGL and Energy Australia. Was a very important mechanism for people to feel that they could actually change the future of policy through business, right?
Yeah, that's right. And it has been genuinely disruptive for that energy market. And a lot of the bigger players, the big dirty three that they were called back in 2015 and 2016, that's AGL, Energy Australia, and Origin. Energy Australia and Origin have less fossil fuel generation in their assets than they used to, and AGL is still the biggest polluter. And as we saw recently, they're having all sorts of trouble with being in that position. They're having to split their business into two parts: one which will own all the fossil fuel assets, and one which can pretend to be a little bit greener. And that's going to cause them, a lot of pain, and there's been some shareholder concerns about that. So, players like PowerShop have actually disrupted the energy market, and that's a very good thing. And we've got seen just massive amounts of renewable energy come into the market, and we've seen power stations, coal power stations in Victoria being used less and less. So it's changing quite rapidly. And, PowerShop was a big part of that.
So is Meridian Energy still existent, or is that what's been bought by Royal Dutch Shell?
Yeah, Meridian Energy still exists. So it's a New Zealand company. They invested in the Australian market. And then earlier this year, they released a statement saying that they were reviewing their strategy for investing in the Australian market, largely because we don't have consistent climate policy at the federal level. And so it's been hard for them to continue their investments here. Whereas they mentioned in their statement that in New Zealand there's carbon pricing and there's more support for large-scale renewable energy construction. Australia does have that support, but it mainly comes through at the state level, and that leads to inconsistencies in the market. And so they said that this was a problem for them, and that's why they were leaving. So once again, we can blame the federal government for 10 years of denial and delay on climate action, which is causing large investors to leave the country.
Oh, that's interesting. The other thing is that let's look at Royal Dutch Shell. They've had quite a sophisticated and ongoing approach to ensuring that their ongoing oil and carbon fossil fuel based industry is continuing by creating and being mischievous effectively in relation to climate change messaging. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, they have, and they knew about the dangers of the products they were selling back in in the 80s and the 90s. That research has come out. There was even a film in 1991 that Shell released that was shown at universities and in high schools, talking about climate change and, you know, the dangers of the trajectory that we're on. And yet they continued to invest in fossil fuel assets and, you know, have played a role globally in delaying the transition to renewable energy. And now, at the last minute, they want to paint themselves green by buying up smaller, genuine renewable energy companies. I mean, it's just a case of greenwashing.
Because they've actually put millions of dollars into climate denial groups and lobbying politicians to delay action, and also human rights abuses in places like the Niger D Delta, which is as well as continuing, but they're continuing to expand their fossil fuel business, aren't they?
Yep, particularly into gas, which, you know, there was a concerted effort by the gas industry 10 years ago to position itself as some sort of transition fuel, but that's not actually how the market's working in Australia. We know from looking at the most recent Australian Energy Market Operator reports that what's actually happening is that as more wind and solar and energy storage, so batteries, enters the grid, there's actually been a decline in gas-powered generation in the national electricity market, and so it doesn't seem to be having that effect that we need more gas to prop up the grid because batteries are taking over that role.
Interesting. That's interesting as well. So this buying out of PowerShop would be, you know, at your guess, a kind of an element of their greenwashing process.
Yeah, that's definitely how we see it. Obviously, we don't know enough about the actual economics of the sale, and I'm sure that it's going to be very hard to find that out because it would be considered commercial in confidence. But I mean, this was the PowerShop brand. It was about being a more environmentally friendly electricity provider, and it was consistently ranked highly by the Greenpeace Electricity Guide in Australia, which was an independent guide created by the charity Greenpeace. And you know, that was a large number of their customers would have come to PowerShop after being endorsed by environment groups. There'd be at least 30,000, and that's a customer base that I've read of about 185,000. So we're looking at, like, you know, 16-17% of their customers have come directly through endorsement from environment groups. Surely that's got to be sort of part of the story here.
So tell me, what is Environment Victoria sort of, I mean, what can people do? Where do you think would, what are you offering any suggestions about where people could put their money, I guess, their, you know, where should they change to?
Yeah, so there are still lots of other good electricity providers in Australia. The first thing to mention is that if you definitely want energy that doesn't come from coal or gas, and you want to support the renewable energy in Australia as much as you can, it's good to get 100% green power. No matter what electricity provider you're with, you should choose 100% green power because that ensures that you're supporting large-scale renewable energy construction in Australia. The other thing is there's still lots of smaller players, like there's Diamond Energy, Momentum, there's a new one called Amber, and a few others, and you can look around for those. The one that we've been talking about at work and that I switched over to is called Cooperative Power or Co-Power, and what's different about that model is it's a non-profit cooperative. So unlike a company such as PowerShop, it can't be bought out by one of the big players. And the members are all unions, environment groups. There's a nurses union, there's Friends of the Earth Melbourne is a member. And so they will control the entity, and you know they're not going to allow that cooperative to invest in things that are against their ethics. So that's also a really good choice.
Good. Okay. Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, and thanks for alerting us to this problem.
Yeah, and it's really important that now that we know that Shell owns PowerShop, that if people have problems with Shell, they should probably go to a different provider.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.